Today's daf in Masechet Zivachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Aleph. Let's bring you up to date so we can move on. Okay, remember, we've had a machlokas over here between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan about a number of cases where we're not even sure about the case because we've been playing with the case. But anyway, we know that apparently the dam of an oila got mixed up with the dam of a chatas, which is very problematic because you're not allowed to put the dam of the chatas behima on the mata michuta sikra, and you're not allowed to put the oila's behima on lamala michuta sikra. And Rebbe Eliezer had this general idea called ro'in, which means that it's not a problem to put something on if it's not l'shem the actual hakrova. And therefore, we could be roin this dam as if it's mayim, if it's in the wrong place. But it also involves a number of different issues. And we spoke about three variables yesterday beside the concept of roin. And that had to do with when the dam was actually mixed as a liquid in other dam, as opposed to where cups of dam, those are the kosot. If we have cups of dam, we're going to have a different situation. We have actual mixing, so then we get into three additional elements. One is whether yesh bila or ein bila. Can we rely on a statistical mix of various liquids and say, therefore, that I can be certain that in any little bit of that liquid, there's going to be some of the liquid that we need? That would be one issue. But then the question is, if I just do one act of Hazor, maybe there's a certain amount of dam that has to be in Hazor, and if it's only mixed, I'm not getting the full proportion. So that's no good. So then the other issue would be, could I add additional Hazor? So that's the issue of whether the Hazorot are mitstarfim. So those were those three issues. We had three different approaches in what the machlokas is between the Chachomim and Rebbe Eliezer, and each one of those three approaches utilized another one of these three variables. Maybe he holds Ein Bila, and nonetheless, we have the other way of doing it, which is to double it up. Or maybe he holds Yesh Bila, and the only reason that we're doing this and insisting that he does it twice might be because even if Hazor Ein Tzricha Shir, we don't want this guy to be playing games by adding purposefully water to his very expensive mechatas, and therefore we say, well, it's not going to help you to add the water because you're going to end up having to do double. So maybe it's just a knas. And then we also had this is all assuming now, remember, that we're talking about an actual mixture of liquids, because what we could do is just avoid the whole issue by talking about the other question, are we dealing perhaps with different kosot? And the other thing that might be the variable is whether Hazor Tzricha Shiur or not. All right, so we came out in the end that the only way we could possibly work things out, according to Rav Ashi, who was the one that claimed that the machlokas actually involved the issue of whether Yesh Bila, Rebbe Eliezer doesn't hold, according to him, of Bila, then the only way to work things out would be to say that we were talking about a case of kosot, because otherwise we ran into a problem in which it said that both the domim elyonim and the domim atachtonim would be kosher, and that's not possible if you hold Ein Bila, because there would be no way to know that. How do I know that I didn't put all of the dam that was meant lamala, lamata, and vice versa? And if I give more than the smaller amount, then maybe the entire smaller amount was in the wrong place. So there was no way of working it out, according to Rav Ashi. That was the last place that we had, and we were holding already on Pei Aleph, Omid Aleph, and according to Rava said, look, in order to get out of this problem, Aliba, Rav Ashi's pshat and Rebbe Eliezer will have to say we're arguing about kosot, and those are the last words we learned. Bivalulo plige, that takes all these three elements out. We're not concerned about bila, because bila only refers to balul. We're not concerned about whether we need a shear, because we have a shear. We have the whole coast. And we're not concerned, obviously, about whether hazayot mitzarfot, because we don't need to be mitzarif. We're talking about a whole cup. And that's the way that he understood it. And what then is the machlokas? The old machlokas about the whether we say ro'in, can we look at this dam as being water or not? That was where we were holding. Now, today, the Gemara attacks this pshat that Rava gave us, which was on the fifth line, and that was the last words, that Rabbanan les luhu ro'in. So the Gemara asks today, is that possible? Is it really possible that les le ro'in? Because look at this braita, v'atanya, bebalu lo atzai. Is it really possible that they're not arguing about balul and they're arguing only about kosot, bebalu lo plige? V'atanya om Rebbe Yehuda lo nechluku Rebbe Eliezer v'chachomim al dam chatas shenisarev v'dam aula shiikrap. For sure, look at this braita. For sure, everybody would agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, that if a dam chatas is mixed with dam ola, that there's no problem of bringing it on the mizbeach. Because remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we saw before when we were dealing with Eivorim, there's no machlokas about ro'im. He actually holds that the chachamim are made to the idea of ro'im. The only question was, not about Roin and not about Rovea Venirva. Rovea Venirva certainly cannot be brought. Why is that? Well, that's because, remember, the whole idea of Roin came from where? From the Pusik of Lotikrav Mimenu Ishel Hashem, Ve'ala Mizbeach. What does it say? Ala Mizbeach, Lo Yalu L'Reach Michoach, L'Reach Michoach Yatamala, Aval Atamala L'Shem Eitzim. The thing is, that there was no mention of psulim in that pasuk, such as roveya v'nirva. There was only the mention of sarva dam, sarva and peros, mitikut of any type of thing, and the which is dvash, and the remez of mimen. Those were the three things, and that does not include roveya v'nirva. So nowhere does the Torah say that you could do roin with roveya v'nirva. That's why, says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer would never claim Roin. He would agree with the Chachamim if we're talking about the question of Roveya Venirva. So what is the Machlokas? Where over there, Rabbi Eliezer says you would be allowed to bring that. And that's because, remember, we saw before, like we did with the din of the Eivorim, he holds it exactly the same with the dinim of the dam. What's the difference between the dam and the aver? Where Rabbi Eliezer says you can be makrevit, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking about mixtures or we're talking about whether it's in different kosot. And the chachamim say you cannot bring it because they hold you can't bring even a mixture. But it's clear that the machlokas is talking about, he says, beferish, bein bekosod bebalu. So how could Rava possibly say that they're not arguing bebalu if the Braita says they are arguing at balu? Says, what kind of question? Well, that isn't a question at all. That was going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda has an entirely different approach. He holds that everybody agrees to the basic idea of royin. So it's true that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says bein bebalu, bein bekosod, yes. And therefore, he says over here that, of course, the machlokas would be totally different. We weren't going like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanan, the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana of the Braita that we had before, doesn't agree, says Rava. They understand that the machlokas is entirely about Roin. This is the way we understood it. And that there's no case with the Rabbanan Amayda to Roin, and that the machlokas over here is Benogea de Kosot. All right, so let's go and understand now very clearly what we're talking about in that Braita now. Because when you say that there's a mixture of the Dam Ha'ola with the Dam Ha'chatat, what dam are we talking about? Remember that some of the dam of the chatat is also going to be brought lamata, the same place where the ola is, I think, because that's the shirayim. We have the Tchilat Dam. The word Tchilat Dam means the original giving of the Dam onto the Mizbeach, where it belongs. And we have the Sof Dam, which is the Shirayim. So now, are we talking about the Dam of the Chatas that was the Tchilat Dam that was meant to be on the Kronot, that is mixed with the Dam of the Eula, which is the Tchilat Dam of the Eula, which is meant to be brought Lamata Michut HaSikra on the side of the Mizbeach? Or are we talking about maybe the Shirayim of both of them? Or are we talking about the Shirayim of the Chatas that got mixed up with the Dam of the Eula? Let's make sure that we understand the case. So Omar Abaye, let me explain to you. We had this machlokas between the Rabban and Reb Eliezer about Dam that's supposed to be Lamala Michut HaSikra and Dam that's supposed to be Lamat. Now that was talking about the Tchila of the Dats, the original Dam of the Chatas that got mixed up with the original Dam of the Eula, meaning we're not talking about Shirayim, we're talking about the actual carbon that is meant to be placed on the Mizbeach. And that's where the machlokas between them is, because they belong in completely different places. The Eula goes Lamata Michut HaSikra, and the Chatas go Lamala. But if you'd be talking about the Sof of the Chatas, and the Sof of the Chatas actually is the Shirayim, and where does that go? Well, that goes on the bottom of the Mizbeach. So if you're talking about the Sof of the Chatas that gets mixed up with the regular Dam of the Eula, the Tchila of the Eula, even the Tchila of the Eula, they both go to the same place, because the Tchila of the Eula goes Lamata Michut HaSikra, and the Shirayim of the Chatas could be put anywhere Lamata Michut HaSikra, because they will, well, I should say anywhere, but certainly Lamata from the Sovev, because then they're going to drip down to the Yisod HaMizbeach. So it'll be kosher anyway, so they both go to the same place. So you can't possibly be talking about that, because Divrei HaKol, everyone would agree that the correct location for the Dam of the Eula is exactly where you're supposed to be putting the Shirayim anyway. And it belongs on the side of the Mizbeach together with the Dam of the Eula. Now, there definitely seem to be a few live human beings in this Zoom session. I can't be sure. Well, a bear just came out of the forest. Can't be sure about anything else over here. We've got a hiding Brucey and Daniil, and Richie may have drowned in his porridge. I mean, I have no idea what's going on. And Reb Daniil, who knows? Oh, look at this. Look at this. The only one that's missing is some hamburgers over here, or is it chicken this morning? All righty. And of course, we've got Calvin, but he's looking out of his roof. So I'll go ahead then. Good to know you're all here with me. Oh, well, 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 looky, looky. And where's Tsuri this morning? Don't tell me he's missing the daf. What? Missing the daf yomi. Oh, boy. Okay. I suppose he knew that Ori was not around. Anyway, so then, if we're talking about putting it, the Shirayim of Achatas could go directly where the Tchila of the Eula goes. Amalei Rav Yosef, wrong. It's not the same place at all. Because Rav Yehuda says the Shirayim do not go on the side of the Mizbeach. You don't put Shirayim on the side and then let them drip down to the Yisod. The meaning of the Shiori Adam on Yisod HaMizbeach means on the, not on the vertical, but on the horizontal, on the Itztaba, on the top of the Yisod HaMizbeach. And therefore, don't tell me there's no machlokas about the Shirayim mixed with the Eula, because it's all the same place. It's not all the same place. And therefore, what you said is wrong. Because Shirayim Tzrichim Itztaba. You've got to put the Shirayim on top of the Yisod, on the horizontal surface, not on the vertical. And we had the same discussion between Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Loshona la Tchilas Eula, Tchilas Chatas, and Tchilas Eula. But Sof Chatas with the Tchilas Eula, he said the same thing that Abaya said, that Divrei HaKol Makom Eula is the same as the Makom Shirayim. You could put it on the edge, the vertical side of the Mizbeach, as long as it's going to drip down to the Yisod. And Rabbi Yochanan, or some say it's Rabbi Elazar, said what it was that Rabbi Yosef said. namely, Hadayini Machloket, not true, because it's not the same place. You actually have to put the Shiraim on the Itzteba, on the step itself of the Yesod. Masa Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, how could anybody say that you're supposed to pour the Shiraim on the Itzteba and that it doesn't count if you would put it on the side of the Mizbeach? Look at the Braita. The Braita over here analyzes the meaning of the Pasuk Bechor. So remember, we've discussed this Pasuk before. Here we're going to talk about a special Diyuk. The Pasuk is the famous Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesev, O Bechor Eiz, Lo Tifteh, Kodesh Heim. My question now is, what's this Kodesh Heim jazz? I mean, what is the meaning of adding the words Kodesh Heim? And remember that Heim is one of those existential forms, which means, as does Hu or Yeh, all of those words mean it is Kodesh no matter what you do, right? So it remains Kodesh. What does that teach us? That tells us, She'im nitarev bedam kodashim acherim yikravu. So the Braita comes to tell me that even if you mix the dam of a Bechor with other dam, they should be brought on the Mizbeach because they remain Kodesh with the Kedusha of the Bechor, and they're not going to be a problem of putting it together with something else. Now, I'm assuming that what this mission, what the Braita is referring to in the Pasuk, is that the Sof Ola, even the Sof Ola, meaning the Shiraim, if it gets mixed with a Bechor, and the Bechor, remember, only gets one application of Dam, and the two of them are able to go to the same place, because it says Kodesh Heim. Now, the Sof Ola is Shiraim, which you just claimed has to be put on the Itzteba. But then that would be saying that if I, here it says, if I take the Bechor Dam, and it's mixed now with the Sof of the Ola, which is Shiraim, that then I put them in the same place, right? Okay, if I put them in the same place, that proves that the Makom Ola is the Makom Shiraim. Because you know where the Bechor is supposed to go. The Bechor is supposed to go on the Makom Ola. The Dam of the Bechor, the original Dam, goes on the Mizbeach like everything else. It's not put on any Itzteba. And here it says, I don't care what it got mixed up with. It could get mixed up even with the Shiraim, and the Shiraim could be brought together with the Dam of the Bechor. But how is that? According to you, the Shiraim cannot be put on the side, the vertical side of the Mizbeach. And here the Torah says you can. So that seems to prove Shmamina Makom Ola is the Makom of Shiraim. No, wait a minute. Who told you that it's talking about the Shiraim? Maybe it just comes to tell me that the Tchilat Ola, the original Dam of the Ola, which obviously belongs on the vertical side of the Mizbeach Lamata Bechut HaShtikra, and that can be put together with the Bechor, which also goes on the vertical Lamata Bechut HaShtikra. And if you ask me, I need a pasuk to tell me that two things that go in the same place can be put in the same place. I mean, it's all ridiculous, isn't it? Why does it have to say Kodesh Heim to teach me that? Any two-year-old knows that. Ah, Maikom Ashmalan, the pasuk is not coming to tell me to you that it's the same place. No, the pasuk is coming to tell me that even if you've got an uneven mixture, and you would think, okay, so then maybe if you've got more of the dam of the Ola than you have of the Bechor's dam will be batel, and therefore you're not going to be able to be makshir the Bechor. Kamash malan, kodesh hein, that dam remains kodesh, even if it's mixed with a lot of other dam, and it teaches me that it's not going to be batel in the other dam. That's the point, that ein olim mivatlim ze et ze. Hey, whoa. I know that ein olim mevatlim ze mizeh. The reason that ein olim mevatlim ze mizeh is like we were talking with Alon yesterday. It says the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoir are mixed on Yom Kippur, and we know that the Dam HaPar is like enormously more blood than there is in a Soir, and apparently ein olim mevatlim ze mizeh. That proves it. What do I need to tell me Kodesh Heim to tell me the same thing that anybody who reads the Dinim of Yom HaKippurim understands it from the Pasuk? Obviously, ain't only Mevatlim Zedze. So why do I need this Pasuk? Well, It's actually a machlokas. Ika denavka lemiacha, vika denavka lemiacha. And we're going to see shortly what the machlokas would be. But according to some Tanoim, we cannot learn it out of the pasuk of the Dama Parva Dama Sa'ir. It's pretty clear why, according to some, we cannot learn it. Because remember, it's a machlokas in Yoma, whether you're even supposed to mix the Dama Parva Dama Sa'ir. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah specifically you have to mix it. It says put both of them. Okay, but, you know, maybe it means separately. And that was a machlokas in Yoma. If you hold that it means to put it separately, obviously we can't learn anything about mixtures because there is no mixture. Okay, so according to that Tana, we would need this pasuk of Kodesh Haim to tell me the very fact that if there's other dam together with the Bechor, it's not going to be mevat on the dam of the Bechor, regardless of how much other dam there is. All right, so this doesn't bother me. Masiv Ravo, I got a problem. How about this Braita? It says, V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron et Adam, v'zarku et Adam. Now, what's all of this? Dam, 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 dam. What is we talking about dam for? We only know what the pasuk was talking about because we figured out that v'hikrivu has to be the dam because afterwards it says to be mocked to the carbon. So obviously v'hikrivu didn't mean bring the carbon. That, remember, that was how we knew that we're talking about Kabbalah. Hikrivo is Kabbalah. Since when does Hikrivo mean Kabbalah? Because it has to mean Kabbalah. So then if it has to mean Kabbalah, the only thing you're going to mean by Kabbalah is Dam. So why mention the Dam in the first place? All you need to say is Vihikrivo and Vihikrivo, and that's it. I don't need anything anymore. Take a look at all of these Dams. Hikrivo b'nei Aaron et Adam, v'zarku et Adam. Don't need either of them. Ask the brightest, why does it say all of this dam, dam? Ma tam lomar dam, dam. Sheyachol, so here's how the brighter goes. Okay, we want to know that if we have a mixture, that you bring it anyway. Because it's obviously a reboot. So bring the dam, even if you've got extra dam here from elsewhere. So, let's start at the very beginning. What would I know as something that's obvious? Sheyachol, we're talking about the carbon oila. You made a tmura of an oila. So if that dam gets mixed up with its own tmura, or for that matter with damim that have the same din as this oila. The truth is, even if it's chulin, because we could always, if we're talking about over here, things that we could use, we might have talked over here, where even if it's chulin, because think about it. If these same animals would have gotten mixed when they're alive, forget about their dam. What would be the din if they were alive? We would be able to be makriv them. Even chulin, we'd be able to be makriv by selling it, like we said before. Sell it to someone who needs that type of animal for a carbon, and then bring all of the carbonas for whomever the carbon was meant to be, right? That's what we set to do. Okay, so then in that case, it makes sense to say that if the living animal wouldn't have presented us with any kind of problem if it got confused with another, so then the dam of that same animal that gets confused with the dam of that other would not also not present a problem, and we'd be able to bring it up. But how do I know that a toda and a shlomim, let's say, because a toda and a shlamim, I can't bring it. We said before, if it's a different type of kedusha, I have to wait until it gets a mum, and then I have to sell it. But in its current position, I cannot actually bring it, because look, I mean, I can't bring the lachme toda. I have nothing to do with that. Is it nechal liyom echad, or is it nechal l'shneyomim? I can't bring the shlamim l'idei psul, because we're not allowed to do that, according to the Chachamim. I mean, that was the mission we had earlier. So how about if their damim get mixed? How do I know that that too is included in a dam in which the word, using the word dam as a generic idea, that there's a concept of generic dam? How do I know to include even Todah v'Shlamim? Well, okay, because the generic element of dam would be as long as the animals share something, right? So we said, if I could have brought them up to the Mizbeach when they were alive and I wouldn't have been any kind of difficulty, so that would be a reason. that it would be generic in that sense. Here I could say they're generic because Marbanito da Ushlamim Shiboy Minerva Kimota. Look, the Dioila, the Teda, and the Shlamim that get mixed up in the Dam of an Eila, which is what we'd be talking about over here. So what do I do over there? That's similar enough. That Dam tells me that this too is generic because they share all of these things. They can be brought, even though one is a Kachim Kachim and one is Kachim Kalim. So if it was mixed with an Eila, we can do that. But since over here, the Torah said Dam, and these things are Boim B'Nedim and the Dove, they're included. Well, what about an Asham? An Asham doesn't share the fact that you can bring it B'Nedim and the Dove, because you cannot bring an Asham B'Nedim and the Dove. So how do I know we conclude even the Dam of an Asham? Well, it's also generic enough, because it has the same exact Matan Dam that the Eila has. We're talking about over here, remember, anything that would make these things similar. So we say, okay, the Eula is similar to the Tmuras Eula. The Eula is similar enough. If Alon would stop talking while he's driving and would stop looking elsewhere while he's driving and would look at the road, I'd be much happier. Man, oh man. It's a good thing he's got a very tolerant Tanya in the, I see. He's driving in Israel, apparently. Good boy. Still, you got to concentrate on the Daf Yomi. All right, Tanya, keep doing that job. So, how about the Asham? The Asham also can be generic because it has exactly the same Shnayim Shein Arba Matana that the Eila has. So we'll do that too. But how about the Bechor and the Meiser and the Pesach? That has nothing in common because I can't make a neder v'nedava. I can't exclaim that I'm going to have the same matnas dam. A Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach doesn't have the same dam as the Eila or any of the other korbanas. So that's why it had to say dam again, to say that even the dam of the Bechor is going to be included in this halacha, and it's okay if it gets mixed and you can bring it. Okay, so what's your problem? Because it says over here, any of the dam, I'm assuming that that would mean that you could take the sof of the oila. But we're talking about over here, the dam of the oila was the case of the dam, the ikrivu. That's the beginning of the story of oila and vayikra. But which dam of the oila? I mean, also, we're talking about over here a case of the sof oila that got mixed up with the bechor. And you can put them both in the same place, which proves that if I put the dam of the Bechor, which is, it's a little confusing, the Gemara, because the Makam Ha'ela over here means the Bechor. In other words, the initial dam of the Ela, which is the same as the dam of the Bechor, is the place of the Shirayim, which is the Seif Ha'ela. It's a little bit confusing, but you keep your concepts clear. It proves that the Makam Eila is Makam Shirayim, namely, on the vertical side of the Mizbeach and not on the horizontal surface of the Yesod. No, not true. It's talking about the Tchilas Eila and the Bechor. Tchilas Eila? I need a pasuk to tell me that I put both damim that belong in precisely the same place on the vertical side of the Mizbeach. I need a pasuk to tell me that? I mean, I understand if it's coming to tell me that the makom of the Shirayim is the makom of the Eila. Yeah, I need a pasuk to tell me not to make the mistake that you need an itzdaba, that it doesn't need to have a horizontal surface. It's fine if it's a vertical. But there's no chiddush in telling me I could put two things that belong in the same place, I could put them together on the same place, is there? Ah, there is. Because makom hashvam, you know what it teaches us? It teaches us that ein olim mevatlim zed zeh. Oh, not again. Come on. This is deja vu again. We already learned that out from two different places. What's going on around here? We learned out that Eilim are not Mevato one and the other. First of all, from that pasuk that we had about the Dama Par and the Dama Sa'ir on Yom HaKippurim, remember? I mean, we've been through this three times now. And then if you didn't like that one, we had the other Lima that we just had. I don't know why we're learning it out of Dam. We were learning it out from Kodesh Hema a moment ago. even if you didn't hold of Dhammapara and Dhammasara, now you're bringing me a third place that I'm learning the same thing? I thought, mi vilakach mi Dhammapara mi Dhammasara, you're not kidding. We just learned that out. Well, I told you, you know, it's a machlokas tanoim. Some learn it from there, but some, some learn it out from Dham. So what is this machlokas? We've got three sources. We have Dham, that we just spoke about, Pinogea, the Dham of the Ayla, that gets mixed up with other things. We have the Dhammapara and the Dhammasara, which was from Yom Kippurim. And we have Kodesh Heim, which tells me that if the Dham of the Bechor gets mixed up with anything else, Ein Olam Mevatlim Zed Zeh, if that's what you insist is what the Brayta is coming to teach me, why do they argue? Well, I'll tell you. The reason that the other two, the two Tanoim, the one who learns from Kodesh Heim and the one who learns from Dham, the reason that they don't want to learn it from Dhammapara mi Dhammasara is because Kasavri Ein Ma'arvim Likranot. They hold, you can't learn anything about mixtures because there isn't any mixture. There isn't? No. But I thought, didn't the Torah say mi Dhammapara umi Dhammasara? Yeah. But who's to say that that means mixed Dhammapara and Dhammasara? Maybe it means separately. And since there is that machlokas, as we well remember, they can't learn it from there because we know perfectly well that there's the Mandi Omar who says that we don't mix. If we don't mix, you can't learn anything out about mixtures, quite obviously. Okay, what about those who hold, well, we can't learn it out from Dham? Why don't they learn it out from Dham? They don't learn it out from Dham because they don't see that as being extra. You're right, we could figure out it's Dham and so on. But I mean, like, that's really not much of a basis to say that since, I mean, where would the Torah just say vikriva without describing what the object of the verb is? I mean, that's very unusual. And therefore, it's not what we're referring to over here. We can't learn it out from Dham. We have to learn it out from where? Kodeshim. How about the other two Mandi Omrim? They say, nah, no way you can't learn it out of Kodeshim. Why can't you learn it out from Kodeshim? Because they learn Kodeshim, like Daimelo Yalfe. They learn Kodesh Heim is a different diuk. Kodesh Heim. Not that they remain Kodesh because of the existential use of Heim, but rather a miut Kodesh Heim. They are Kodesh, teaches us. In the case of a Bechor, Ein Tmuratan Krevin. So only the Bechor proper can be brought on the Mizbeach. If somebody makes a Tmura, usually what's the name of a Tmura? Tmurotehem Kayotzebehem. Murotem Kayotzebem means it would have the same din, and we would be able to be makriv, right? Therefore, comes along the pasuk and says, it's a very special case. A tmura of a bechor cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Okay, great. So, indeed, I mean, how could we, isn't that a more basic limud, and we know it, that that's the din by Kabbalah. So, where does he know that from? No, the others learn it from imshor, imse, Lashem Hu. They're talking about the Bechor, and it says Hu. Hu means only Hu Karev. Ve'ein Tmurato Kareva. So we don't need to have the Kodesh Heim to tell me that. Okay, let's get back now to the question. Do we or do we not have a clear-cut proof about whether Shiraim are Tzrichim Itztaba, which would mean they need to be put on the horizontal surface, the top of the Yisod, or if they don't need Itztaba, then it would mean that Mokom Eila is Mokom Shiraim. That's what it would be referring to. So, let's see if we can bring a ride. We learned before that if the Kohen went and he didn't ask the Beis Din what to do, he went ahead and he was Natan Lamala. So he put all of this Dham that got mixed, he put it on top of the Mizbeach without asking. V'lo nimlach, elu ve'elu modim, sheyachzor v'yitin lamata. So everybody agrees, if you put it already on above, then for sure go back, put the rest of it on the bottom. Why? Because even if you don't hold of roim, since what you have now is shirayim of the chatas, because you put everything on top, so what's wrong? For sure you should put it on the bottom. Why? Because whether we're talking about the shiraim of the chatas that remained here, or whether we're talking about the eila, it goes to the same place, right? Because it says eila ve'ila oilin lo. Doesn't that mean that we had a chatas and an eila that got mixed, and now we put the dam on top, and once we put it on top, now we have shirayim of the chatas. So there's no problem. You don't need roin in order to say put it in the same place. It belongs in the same place, and it says eila ve'ila oilin. Armoinim shi'avs v'yitein lamata, and it's good. Doesn't that show you that the makom eila and the makom shirayim are the identical place? Because otherwise, why do you put them there if they're not just meant to be there? The author of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, that seems to prove that you don't need Itztaba. But when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you know what they say back home? Amre b'ma'arava, that the case that we're talking about over here was not the Dam of an Eila in the Dam of a Chatas. You took that. It didn't say that. It said just that they were nitar for the damim. You know which damim we're talking about over here? We're talking about the dam of a chatas chitzena. Got mixed up with the shiraim, those important shiraim. The shiraim of the chataot apnimiot, which is ma'akev. That's heavy duty shiraim. So over here, we're talking about the dam of a chatas chitzena got mixed up with the shiraim of the chatas hapnimis. So if the Kohen had already made all of the blood in the shiraim by putting the dam lamala, which made the chatas chitzena, now whatever is left is going to be shiraim. So then you put the rest of it on the bottom because they're both shiraim. That doesn't tell me where. That doesn't tell me that you can put it on the side, on the vertical side, or you can put it on the horizontal itztaba. So it has nothing to do with our case. Okay? It's exactly in the same place. Hey, says the whoa, 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 whoa. What a complicated, what, why do you confuse us? Why didn't you just say that a chatas got mixed up with the shirayim of a normal chatas? Why do we need this business about whether it got mixed up with the shirayim of a chatas apnimis? I mean, that would avoid, if you would say my case, which is much simpler, then you don't get into the question. Remember, there's another question over here. Are the shirayim achitzoniyot, are they put on the same place as the shirayim of the pnimiyot? Because that was a big question. There was a machlokas. Remember, where on the yesod do you put the dam of the shirayim hapnimiyot? Do you put them on the part of the yesod that's facing you directly, which would be this yesod hama'aravi, which is what the Kohen would be bumping into? Or do you put it on the Doraim, which would be at the edge of the Maravi? Remember, we had that whole big machlok that had to do with the Mokom HaMizbeach and so on, right? Now, when you say it's going to be the same place, you're basically taking a stand in that machloket. Because, I mean, if the Shirayim of the Chataot HaChitzoniot are supposed to be put on the Yesod Hadromi, and the Shirayim of the Chataot HaPnimiot are supposed to be put on the Yesod HaMa'aravi, so then the whole thing doesn't add up over here because it's not the same place. You're saying it's got to be the same place. So can't you avoid that complication by not being so smart and making such a complicated case and just say, a chatas, regular Dama chatas, got mixed with the Shirayim of a chatas? What's this business of putting in the Shirayim of a chatas apnimis? Dilma, HaKamashman, you know why they said that? Maybe they wanted to teach us that if filo l'man diomer shirayim ma'akvim. Remember what Amachlok is about with the shiori adam of the chataot apnimiot. Are they ma'akiv kapora? So you would have thought, hold on, if the shirayim are ma'akiv, I don't have all the shirayim here anymore because some of it was put on top of the mizbeach, so maybe I can't put the shirayim on and now it's still going to be ma'akiv, right? Therefore, it comes to tell me it doesn't matter if some of it wasn't here. Chosru ein ma'akvin. When we say shirayim or ma'akvin, we don't mean every last bit. We mean some of the shirayim have to be put on the mizbeach. That's all that we meant. Okay, but still, says Rav Tosfot Ravina, still, what Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said doesn't really make much sense. I mean, we said before, remember we went through that whole Bryce, and well, you're coming out over here with telling me, well, back home in Yerushalayim, you know what they say. I mean, you know, we had our own approach to this, remember? Didn't we talk at great length just a few minutes ago? Yesterday, we were talking about, is it talking, remember, we're trying to make things work out with the Machlokas, Reb Eliezer, and the Chachamim, so we said, well, that Bryce was talking about where you have Rove of Dam that was from Achatas, and you have the miut of Dam was from the Oila, and he puts enough alamala to include all of the Dam Oila if you don't hold of Bila, and koyav lamala shir tachtonim. That's how we explained it. According, remember, according to the way Ravashi was learning that Reb Eliezer didn't hold of Bila, so that was the way that we were forced into understanding that Braita. Now you're telling me like a whole different idea over here. I thought that's how we understood it. Why do we need to now start talking about a Shirayim that gets mixed up with the Chatas? What happened here? Omar Lay, hey, you forgot the whole thing. Nobody liked that approach. I know I sure didn't like it. I'll bet you didn't either. It was very dochuk to say that. You know, he put out so much on top, he might have used up. Oh, come on. Okay, but we were forced to because we wanted for things to work out according to Reb Eliezer if he holds Ein Bila. That's the only way we could work it out. But why in the world would anybody normal assume that that's the approach? Ani mili l'man d'amar mi kora Ein Bila. That was only going according to the man d'amar that said Ein Bila. But that is not what we ended up saying in the end. We ended up saying it was talking about Kosod. Why would we stick with that weird shot? Moshe Inkin, in the end, Maskana, we said that they're arguing about Kosot. And therefore, if we're arguing about Kosot, that has nothing to do with the way that we're understanding this Braita in terms of a mixture. The mixture would mean the way that they learned it in Eretz Yisrael. And that is that it was the Chatas with Shirayim. And this brings us to another brilliant morning of Sir Richard's introduction. Rum, bum, 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 bum. Has he fallen into the porridge?
I
No.
figured I could get away
He's here.
with an introduction for tomorrow's thing, but if
I knew
not,
you were thinking that. That's why we make certain to
I'm
catch
always
you.
looking for the easy way out,
Catch you
Rabbi.
red-handed.
Zuk
Lovely. So now let's get to our final mixture, and then that's going to end this perek. Our final mixture would be mixing dam that belongs inside of the kachim with dam that are of nitanim b'chutz. What do you do then? Well, then we got a problem, because if you don't hold of roim, and we know the Tanakhama and all of these Mishnayos did not hold of Roim, so you can't put the Dam in the wrong place. And therefore, as we said, whenever we've got a mixture, we end up applying our Gezerah, and we say, just pour it down the drain. Yishafchu la'ama. We don't want people to start analyzing how much Dam there is and end up with bringing the wrong things. If the fact is that the Kohen went ahead, he didn't ask, and he was Natan Bachutz, he first put the Dam that was meant to be outside on the Mizbeach outside, then he turns around and he brings the rest of it inside, like it was supposed to be, then it would be kosher, even though he did the wrong thing, because you don't passel it just because you put some of it outside. And once you put the dam that was meant to be on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you put it inside, it's going to be kosher. You weren't supposed to do it, but you did. But how about if first he puts the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then he comes out and now he puts on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? There you've got a problem. What's the problem? The problem is a pasuk. V'kol chatat asher yuvah midamal ol moed l'chaper b'kodesh, lo te'achel be'esh tisaref. If you brought any dam from that chatas inside in the ol moed, it's possible. Burn it. Do not allow the Kohanim to eat any of that chatas. So then, if that's the case, if we first brought it in, We just parceled it. And now how can we possibly use it to put outside? Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, it's kaput posel. But the Chachomim say it's kosher because the Chachomim hold it's only achatas and nothing but achatas that is going to posel. And here, who's to say we're talking about achatas? Maybe we're talking about an oila. So if it was the dam of an oila that got mixed up with the dam of the achatas apnimis, it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk if you bring an oila in, it says v'kol chatata sher yuva bidama el olmoid. So therefore, we disagree with Rabbi Akiva. This is not a general rule. This is only by chatas. So the chachomim are makshirin. Of course, it doesn't mean makshirin across the board. It means in the event that it was an oila, then makshirin. The machlok is being Rabbi Akiva omer kol adamim shenichlus lechaper beichal psulim. According to Rabbi Akiva, any dam at all, even the dam of an oila that was brought into the olmoed, becomes posel. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that would mean that the Mishnah would have had to say that if it was brought in first to the inside, it's going to be posel because it was nifsal with the pasuk of kol chatat asher yuva midama. But the Chachamim hold, no, it only mentions in this pasuk a chatas. And therefore, it's chatas bilvad. Rabbi Yezer, now you remember Rabbi Yezer Shita all over has been, if it's true of a chatas, it's true of an asham, because it says ki chatat ki asham. That's why Rabbi Yezer at the very beginning of the Masechet told us that an asham shelo lishma is the same as a chatas shelo lishma. Same idea. He's consistent across the Masechet. Now, the big thing that's missing here in this Mishnah is Rebbe Eliezer, who should say, Ro'in es adam shenitan bachutz, or Ro'in et adam that is being not nitan bifnim, ki'ilu hu mayim. He argues on every other case of mixture, so why doesn't he argue on this case of mixture? This is the first place that he just stays quiet. V'niflog Rebbe Eliezer nami ba'ah. Why doesn't Rebbe Eliezer argue in this Mishnah too? Well, look, think about it. What should the Kohen do, according to Rebbe Eliezer? You're suggesting. You're saying it's not a problem. He should put the dam b'chutz, and then, oh, you're not allowed to do that. No, it doesn't matter, rowing. That's what you're saying you should say. And then go inside, and then there's no problem, because you didn't pass the dam by going inside. And therefore, it would be kosher. That's what you're saying, right? You can't do that. No? No, because you're forgetting another important halacha. Kesheim shemitzvah lahagdim elyonim letachtonim. Remember our halacha that we're always makdim the chatas, which is brought lamala, to the eila, which is brought lamata michut hasikra. And that was, remember, Marshal Amad Dover Dana, the praklit comes in and he deals with the case, and then they send a nice flower arrangement, which is the oila. That was the metaphor here, in that the oila is considered to be like a gift. So the same way that that's true about Elyon coming before Tachton, it's also true that it's a mitzvah lahaktim pnim lachutz. You must first bring the damim that are choshev to go into the heichal bifnim, they have to come before you do the other one. But, okay, so then first go in and put the dam inside. I don't understand what the problem is. If he holds royin is okay, so then we can go in and we'll say, we're royin as adam ki ilu humayim, and then give it outside. Ah, oh, but wait a minute. I mean, even Reb Eliezer agrees that in the event that it would be a chatas or an asham, it would become pasul because of the pasuk of kol chatat that asher yuva midama. That you can't, you don't get away with the kol chatat asher yuva midama by saying I hereby dub the water. That doesn't work for that. That only worked for guy with the problem of putting it on the mizbeach, and so he couldn't say that. That's why he kept quiet. So even the ika chatat v'asham were over there. If you would have done that first, you would have pasuled the carbon for further use outside. So because of that, Lopsikale, he couldn't make a clear-cut psak in this case, Royan and Saddam. He would have had to get into the whole business of the difference between the Khatas and the Asham. And that's so He doesn't say anything, and he leaves it up to the invisible intelligent reader to be able to make that understanding himself. That, of course, if I held Ro'in and elsewhere, I would have held Ro'in over here, as long as I don't have the problem of Katas V'Asham. Excellent, Rabosai.